Praise the Lord. Man, such powerful worship. The name of this poem is called The Gate. I pray that it blesses you. It's over now. There's no more purpose for my lungs because I'm not breathing. If I thought that I was still alive, then I'd think I was dreaming. I just left the earth. My soul escaped my body now. I'm dead, and I'm rising into the heavens to find out what lies ahead. This life is over, and my time is done on earth. There's no more stressing. I'm about to meet the one that gave me all my life and blessings. Now it's time to hear his voice, and it's time to feel his embrace. And it's that time to meet my God, and now it's time to see his face. I'm at the gate. And I don't want to wait. I want to see my Savior. I'm going to feel his presence, have his safety, and bathe in his favor. Wait. They open up the gates, and sunlight dances through the entrance. If I was alive, I'd pass out from the beauty of his presence. I can sense him all around me. I can feel him every place. He's here. I feel it. But that's not enough. I want to see his face. They close the gate as I walk in. Now any memories are useless. Any earthly love is worthless because no other can produce this. So much color, so much life and wind and sun and love and music, so much happiness. God loves us and this paradise can prove it. Where's he at though? I just want to see his face or be around it. And I'm walking on the streets of gold, but I ain't get my crown yet. Wait, I feel something. I turn around and I catch eyes with his. And I've never seen him before, but I still know who it is. Right now, I'm face to face with Jesus, looking God right in the eyes. Immediately, I bowed. And if I was alive, I would have cried. Now, God was always right beside me, but I see him. I can touch him. I'll exalt him. I'ma praise and magnify him because I love him. And I tell him, you're my king. This happiness cannot be doubled. You're my rock, my life, my ever-present help in times of trouble. And I love you. God, I love you. For eternity, I show you. But he looks me in the eye and then he whispers, do I know you? Do you know me? Yeah, you made me. I was in church every service. But he tells me church without applying what you learned is worthless. But I was a choir member. I praised you with poems and acting. But he says he checked the book of life and that my name was absent. And I'm laughing like, there must be a mistake. I just won't hear it. Then he says I praised him, but I didn't have him in my spirit. I can't bear it. Lord, I thought I gave you praise wholeheartedly. But then he turns his head away. And then he says, depart from me. I start to scream, but it's too late. Immediately, I feel the flame and I'm ashamed. It's me to blame. I could have stopped all of this pain. Life ended like this for me? This ain't how I wanted to conclude. That's why in real life it won't be. But don't let this be your future. You may go to church, but man, you gotta live it. Get your feet wet. Don't be two-faced. No more going through the motions. We don't need that. We are called to make disciples, but we're called to be them first. And with no burden to see Christ raised in our lives, this doesn't work. So as they come, let us be led to lead. That's what it's all about. To not just talk change with our words, but live change from the inside out. So as they come, let us be led to lead. That's what it's all about. To not just talk change with our words, but live change from the inside out. Thank you.